5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, so, what are we doing? What's even going on? I don't know. What was I just gonna say? I had something. Yeah. Not all together here today. What's happening? I don't know. I need to lock the car. There we go. Okay, are we good? We're good. Where are we? It's overcast, but somehow it's hot. I do have a little bit of breeze blowing in. That's good. But let's see, where are we? I decided to come out to Tranquility Park today. There's nobody here. I'm gonna walk around, try to get me some exercise, work off this pain in my back. That or make the pain worse. Either way, this will be fun. Either way, things will be different. I don't know where I'm going with any of this. What are these weird animal tracks in the mud right here? That's weird. Anyway, I'm about to go into the forest here. Yay. Finally back in the forest. I've spent too many days not in the forest. That's a good way for things to go terribly wrong. What's this down here? Oh, it's just a forest snail shell, but it's kind of a big one. All right. I need to climb over these logs. Yeah, okay, now I'm officially in the forest. Oh, and it's a little bit muddy right here. That's okay. All right. Boom, what are we doing in the forest today? Oh, you know, looking for stuff. Looking for dudes. Maybe we'll find some dudes. And there's tracks in the mud here. This is not dog tracks. Are these marmot tracks? These kind of look like marmot tracks. These are not raccoon tracks. Okay, so apparently a big marmot came through here earlier, probably within the last 5 hours. Judging by the condition of those tracks. Oh, but it's kind of nice. Well, it's sort of nice. We are on the threshold of, well, you know, good weather and my own personal death. Meaning that it's in that weird temperature zone, but there's a lot of humidity. And so it seems hotter than it is. It's completely overcast right now. And there's a breeze blowing, but I feel like, oh, this is gonna get too hot. And it's just because of the relative humidity. It is very, very humid. All right, now let's start looking around. I'm making my way over to the dead birch forest. So we're sort of heading in that direction. And that kind of borders one of the main streets in town, so we'll get lots of good traffic noises. But I'm also looking around for dudes. And I'm kind of looking for mushrooms. I don't even know what I'm looking for. Just whatever's popping up. And you know, to be honest, perfectly honest, we should probably start walking off path right here. But all the ground cover is all... I'm not going that way. Let's go off path. Okay, I'm tromping through the forest. It's foresty, rainy day. It's not really rainy. I think it rained a little bit overnight. Not a whole hell of a lot, but just enough to dampen the soil. Just enough to keep people indoors, except for me. And I was thinking, yeah, let's go out. Let's see if we can find some action of some kind. See if we can find some dudage. See if we can find any fungally friends. Wow, there's a lot of branches and stuff down. There's been a lot of wind in this area. And so there's a lot of, ow, there's a lot of sticks on the ground. There's a lot of branches halfway hanging out of trees. There's a lot of brush laying around. Lots of sticks. Regular listeners and committee members are aware that I do like sticks. There's so many fun things you can do with a stick. You can make a musical instrument. You can retrieve a golf ball. And I think I see something over here. What is this? Oh, here's a little mushroom. It's about 2 centimeters across. Oh, and over here is a snail. Hi, Mr. Snail. Oh, dope. Look at this guy. Okay, so my eye was caught by this little mushroom. It looks like it has bites taken out of it. And then 15 centimeters to the right, oh, hello, is a Mr. Snaily. He's on a big stick. Well, it's actually kind of a small stick. Wow, what's this guy doing? And he's just hanging out. I think this was the guy that was probably eating the mushroom. And now he's just hanging out. What's he doing exactly? I can't tell. He's chopping down some kind of little plant to eat, and now he's chomping it up. That's cool. Oh, and I can see his eye stalks. He's all saying, hey, I'm cool snail guy. And I'm thinking, yeah, you kind of are cool snail guy, aren't you? So I'm gonna see if I can, just for my own fun. I tried to take a picture of him, but I don't think that's gonna fly. And now I'm kind of wondering if I'm gonna be able to stand back up. Whew. Yeah, I stood back up, but I'm not happy about it. Oy. Okay, well, I saw a cool snail. He's probably, you know, eating his lunch and having a good time. Kind of like me, hanging out in the forest. Although I'm not eating my lunch. I should have brought the tea with me. Left the tea in the car. Oh, ooh, big bumbler, big bumbler. Where are you going, Mr. Bumbler? Jeez, where did he go? That was a big bumblebee. It's maybe big bumblebee year again. He was the size as of the first joint of my thumb. Where'd he go? I don't know, but I see something over at the base of these two little trees. Oh, we got some more mushrooms. We got another kind of fungus. What do we have? It looks like some kind of foliota. Okay, nice. So I guess we are counting species of mushrooms we find today, or at least genera. So we have two genuses of, we have found two. Wow. My lower back is kind of weird. All right, so what do I want to look at next? I want to work my way up here. Because now we are officially in the dead birch forest. Except the dead birch forest is almost no more. The dead birch forest is precisely what it seems. It's a little forest of birch trees, and they are all dead. The thing of it is, though, they're starting to fall down. They've been dead enough long enough that they're falling down. How did this happen, you might say? Well, we had a big storm about, it's been a while now. Geez, 15 years ago now. And it was just a crazy wind storm. Big thunderstorm, lots of wind. Real bad wind that came through this valley here. 80 miles an hour. I don't know what that is in metric. That's, you know, like 140 kilometer an hour winds. And it literally just blew the tops off of all these birch trees. Topped the trees, so it killed all the new growth, so that eventually killed the trees. And hence the dead birch forest. And the cool thing about it, although, yeah, we're not getting it anymore. Being as it was birch, it smelled birchy. So it was like root beer forest. You just come out here and it's like, oh, it smells like birch beer. Now I'm thirsty for birch beer. And it was like that for years. But now that most of the dead birch trees have fallen over, there's still one or two. Now that they're all fallen over, now there's one that's still up. Yeah, there's a few left standing. But it doesn't have that smell. But the great thing is that means now there's logs everywhere. So now there's tons of logs in the forest that are rotting. Rotting logs means mushrooms. And look, at the base of this tree, right where this one broke and fell over, here's a lot of ink. There's a lot of blackish, purplish ink at the base of this stump. You know what that means? That's right, Caprinus. There was a big flush of Caprinus there a couple of days ago. And they have all inked out. Oh my God, what is wrong with me? I just took a step and it made my back hurt all weird. That was bizarre. So that's what I'm doing. I'm walking around in the forest, staring at the ground, looking for fungus and other fun stuff. This is a good fungal zone. We often find all of the fun stuff here. Oh, here's some Caprinus that's dying off, inking out. It's just inky caps left over. We find all kinds of cool stuff in here. Ooh, here's a neat one. Here's a neat one on a log. What is it? I don't know. But it's lovely. And I think it's got some little bug bites taken out of it. Ow, my back hurts. What the hell? Right. So this is our third different kind of mushroom that we have found so far today. I think, if I'm keeping track. Oh, look what's up here. What's up here on this log? Oh, lots of folies. Look at these scaly, scaly folies. Oh, and there's some right at my feet, too. I gotta be careful of where I step. Oh, rich fungally day. Nice. Nice, nice, nice. I'm gonna get on this little path here and follow it around because there's no good way. Oh, there's some more. Oh, and who's at the bottom of this log? Hello. Same. Plus Caprinus. Caprinus. Oh, we got a couple of different kinds of Caprinus popping. And at this time of year, we should even start seeing Caprinus caprinus, the shaggy mane. Caprinus caprinus is always an amazing mushroom to find. They're so cool because they're big. And I like big mushrooms. I also like little mushrooms. Wait, what's that over there? Are those mushrooms? I can't tell. Oh, here's some mushrooms that were growing out of the log and then they died. And so their lifeless corpses are just draped over the log. Wow, there was a lot of Caprinus burst out here too. Oh my God, it's Caprinus Day. There's lots of good stuff in here. We'll start seeing Agaricus. We should start seeing all the really exotic stuff like chocolate tube fungus pretty soon. I found another snail. Oh, okay. Wait. Yeah, I found a bunch of snails. I found one big snail. He's just sort of hanging out in this detritus, this leftover log business. And then there's two more, and they're sitting on the log, and they're actually eating this mushroom. Look at these snails. They're eating yummy mushrooms. Oh, everybody is happy that mushrooms are growing. I'm happy. The snails are happy. What's that under the log there? More mushrooms. Tons of them. Yay. Ooh, and what's in this stump? Look at these mushrooms growing deep in the cracks of this stump. Oh, yeah. So happy for Fungus Day. Yay. Yay. But am I actually making my back worse? I don't know. Okay, tons of Caprinus in that stump there. Look at all that Caprinus. A lot of inky caps. Oh, you know what we need to find is like some Russulas. We can actually find these around here. Oh, that was my wrist. There's a Caprinus patch back up and back around there a little bit. Maybe we got to go check it out. Well, I think maybe we should. As I watch the traffic drive by on Fort Street, 30 meters away. Oh, here's some more Caprinus. Oh, wait. Here's a shiny green bug. Oh, yeah, you rack my shiny green bug? I got it in Hong Kong, home of the shiny green bug. Oh, yeah, there's a shiny green bug on this log. He's bluish green and he's very chitinous and he's very shiny. And hey, there's a snail down here too. Hi, snail. And what's green bug doing? I don't know. He's just hanging out. You know what? I hope that's not an emerald ash borer. The emerald ash borer is an invasive species that's bad for trees, presumably elm trees. Just going by the name, I mean, if nominative determinism means anything to us, I would imagine that the emerald ash borer bores into emerald ash trees. Or at least maybe just regular ash trees. He remains emerald himself. What is this over here? I don't know. Which way do I want to go? I want to look for more mushrooms. We're going up the switchbacks. I am sort of now on the edge between the dead birch forest and the coniferous forest. Actually, we're not even to the coniferous zone yet. But I am on the bike path that wanders through this little forested area. There's lots of logs. There's lots of mushrooms and stuff. We're going to look for more. And for some reason, maybe getting some exercise was a bad idea, because the small of my back is just really starting to hurt more and more. It is unpleasant. So, a lot of people would say, Tobe, maybe you should stop walking around. Clearly, it's aggravating your back. But for some reason, I keep thinking, no, I just need to walk some more to make it feel better. Am I insane? I don't know. Some people seem to think so. They're wrong. But everybody's entitled to... Whoa! Wow. Big dryad saddle growing in this tree. Wow. We're talking... a good 22, 24 centimeters across the widest spot. It's pretty big. Big mushroom growing out of a live tree. Now, as we get up here, now we start getting into the agaricus zone, and there's auricularia up here. Russula's up here. And sometimes we find little snakes, which aren't mushrooms, but in fact, legless lizards. Wait, is that right? Is that true? I don't think that's true. Sometimes I just make up scientific facts. Which tends to make them a little less scientific. One thing I am looking for that I'm not seeing are brood X cicada holes, which is weird because when we were the other day, last week, when we were over in the like the mushroom zone side, the secret mushroom zone side of Tranquility, when I was walking along the paths, boy, the holes were everywhere. And I was like, wow, look at all these cicada holes. But you know what's weird is I haven't heard any cicadas yet. But, you know, on one of these nights, we're going to be out doing nocturnal bun patrol. And it's going to be one of those, let's try to avoid stepping on cicada nights. We've had those on Dubious Goals Committee a number of times. Oh, what's going on this log? Oh, there's ants in the log. They own the log. They have their own ant ranch. Their own ant ranch in the log. Doing cool ant stuff. I'm still working my way around and up the hill into the forest further. Just, these are switchbacks. I'm just walking back and forth, back and forth. And I'm looking for dudes. Once you get up this far, we often find turkeys back here. Oh, there's a cute little mushroom growing out of the wet log. Oh, and there's a few more. Oh, they look so nice. Geez, how photogenic is that group right over there? Should I be trying to take pictures? I don't know, because when I have to take a picture, it means I have to get into some kind of weird position and I end up hurting my back more or whatever, and that's no good. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. Yeah, maybe we should not do that. Because that is kind of painful when I need to straighten back up. So, the rule of thumb right now is going to be only take pictures of things that are truly significant. Because I am that type of guy who will just go around taking pictures of things that don't need to be heavy. Getting kind of weird. Now I'm in an unusual spot. I mean, I can't go back. I'm wondering if I've made a poor decision. And I'm at the spot where, I cannot turn back. It'll be longer. Now the sun is coming out. That's bad. I'm seeing more of these marmot tracks in the mud. And I'm realizing that I have probably made a potentially bad mistake, and I need to get out of here. It's very, very humid, and it's warm enough that if the sun comes out, I'm going to have a big problem. And the sun is trying to peek its way out between the clouds right now. I can't walk fast because the trail is muddy and slick enough that I can't get a good purchase. I now have to follow this path all the way back up the hill, and I gotta come back down and get out of here. This is going to be problematic. Oh, damn it. And the sun is coming out again, and I'm going to have to walk right into the damn sun. Okay. Okay. Don't panic. Don't panic. I'm not breaking out yet. But man, it's been a while since we've been in this part of the forest, and it's weird. All the trees have fallen down. Green stuff is growing up. There's marmot tracks here in this muddy spot. I can't walk right because it's too slick. Yeah, okay. We need to think about getting out of here. This is going to get bad real fast. Okay, yeah, up here. I can cut across here. This is a shortcut. This will save us at least 100 meters. Oh, God. There's animal tracks up here. I'm starting to get worried. Yeah. I can start feeling it. Ooh, I see something in that log down there. It's wolf's milk slime. I want to take a picture of it, but we gotta leave. Why is this dark? Wow, there's a lot of trees and crap down in here. This old forest is falling apart. Falling apart and falling down. Now, this is a good turkey area. Any turkeys around? I don't see anything. But, yeah, there's some homes here in the back of the park. Guy mowing his lawn, dog barking its head off. And I... Oh, this is not good. I'm walking back downhill. I managed to get to where I needed to go. But now it's so slick and so muddy, I can't move as fast as I need to move. And I gotta stay off the trail because it is slippery. It is shiny, slick with mud, and I'm starting to get sick. This is not good. And I am far away from my car. Boom. And then the weird stuff starts to happen. What weird stuff starts to happen? One, we run out of batteries. Yeah, we went bingo battery in there. And two, we run out of time. Let me just say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Nyan Pasu, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio and Nyan Pasu. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that because Dubious Goals Committee, blah, 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 Nyan Pasu, and I'm getting the hell out of here. I don't feel...
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yeah?